Now we'll embark on some more news items. A bit of nature creeps in as protests grow against the development of Old Catton Park. A rare insect is spotted, and evening news readers have the chance to name a newborn foal in another mention of Catton Park. If gardens are your real interest, then the Bishop's Garden is open to the public on the 31st of July.
Campaigners are fighting back against a property developer in their determined bid to save a much-loved green space from being built on. The Deer Park in Old Catton, which is home to a variety of wildlife, including foxes, deer, starlings, bats and owls, was bought by Norfolk housing company Devlin Developments earlier this year. Director Lee Devlin has previously said he is open-minded over the future of the park after purchasing it from the Buxton family. But rebels and organisations such as Historic England are working to challenge any planning applications which are expected to come forward. A Deer Park Action Group has gathered more than 250 members as they attempt to protect the Grade 2 listed park. The Action Group and District Councillor Karen Vincent are seeking to get it registered as an asset of community value.
A rare insect that was last seen in 1925 has been rediscovered in a Norfolk moor. The Bagoas colignensis has only been spotted about 20 times across the UK, but last month researchers at Dickleborough Moor Nature Reserve could not believe their eyes when they found one in a ditch. It was only the third time the insect has been seen in Norfolk, with the last sighting coming at Horning nearly 100 years ago. Recorders Martin Collier and Steve Lane, who found the bug, said they expect the species to be reclassified as rare following the discovery. Mr. Collier said, "The Norfolk history for Bagoas colignensis consists of just three very old records from the late 1800s and the early 1900s, with the last one being in 1925 at Horning. In the rest of Britain, it has been found in several counties, but many of these records are also very old, and it looks like the only sites with post-1999 records are the New Forest in Hampshire and Wicken Fen in Cambridgeshire."
Now, some 140 years ago, a beloved children's author gazed out of the windows of her home over a beautiful herd of horses grazing in a Norwich park. And what she saw inspired one of the nation's best love books, Black Beauty. And now, more than a century on, city folk have been offered the chance to name the herd's newest addition. A foal has been born in Old Catton's Deer Park, the scene that inspired Anna Sewell to write the 1877 classic. It's believed the novelist wrote the book from her desk in Old Catton's White House, which has become known as the Anna Sewell House, where she would have enjoyed views over the Deer Park. Indeed, the latest addition to the Deer Park is another miniature, beautiful black horse. Its owner has agreed for evening news readers to name the city's new four-legged friend. When Anna Sewell moved to Old Catton in her late 40s, she depended on horses due to an ankle incident when she was a teenager. She had not been able to walk properly and was seen travelling around the area by pony and trap. And now it's Norwich's chance to make the late Anna Sewell proud with a suitable name for the new addition to the Deer Park.
One of Norwich's hidden havens is opening to the public for one day this summer. The Bishop of Norwich's garden in Cathedral Close is as old as the 900-year-old cathedral itself, and for one day each year it opens to raise money for good causes. This year's host is the Norfolk and Norwich Hospitals charity, and the event on Sunday, July the 31st, will feature a plant sale and live music, as well as refreshments and cakes. Visitors are free to explore the vast gardens or bring a picnic blanket and relax on the lawn. The outdoor space is run organically and includes a herb garden, long herbaceous borders, a jungle walk, a large wildflower labyrinth, and a fruit orchard. The Bishop's House garden will be open on July the 31st from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. with the last entry at 4 p.m. Entry is £5 and tickets can either be bought at the gate or online.
And now it's time for our second feature. Rowan Mantell of the Evening News reports on a Norfolk exhibition which reveals that the Queen was awarded guiding badges for cooking, dancing and swimming, and had a guide group set up especially for her at Buckingham Palace. Ian Robertson reads his article.